Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. Great chair.
Off his debut big band album, that was veteran drummer Ulysses Owens Jr. with the song Red Chair, off the 2021 release called Soul Conversations. This cat is consistently one of the most sought-after drummers of his generation, and over his storied run, he's had Grammy Award-winning performances with Christian McBride's acclaimed trio and big band, along with world tours with the great Kurt Elling and the very talented Joey Alexander. His success is owed to his reverence of tradition and his straightaway playing style minced with a dose of versatility. We were fortunate here at the show to catch up with him about his craft and history in jazz, and he had this to say.
I love it because it is the greatest art form in the entire world because it encompasses everything in the world, right? So jazz, first, is the study of music, right? To study and love this music is to study the principles and the form like everything else, right? So I first love it. I love jazz because it connects to the study of music. Then I love jazz because then it breaks every rule in music.
Along with the music, he is a producer, accumulating over 40 producer credits in just a few short years. As an educator, he was the co-creator of his online jazz drum video course, Finding Your Beat, distributed and produced by Open Studio Network. And it has amassed hundreds of subscribers globally, and he wrote his drum instructional book released back in 2020. Of all the things this cat thrives at, what matters to him consistently is giving back and continuing to be grateful for a new day and to make a difference in the lives of others. And I would say that's exactly what this cat is doing. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that is always putting the swing and KC's stamp on things. And below us now is the sound from the world waking up and the cats performing live from the Green Lady Lounge on September 2nd, 2021. This is Guitar Elation, doing it up for the crowds, and we are coming to you from that home of Jazz Nightly here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready with a lot of jazz and more jazz on top. And as we slip into the master Miles Davis here with the tune Limbo from his early years, Ulysses explains his baptism into the jazz sounds.
You know, they heard Miles before the age of 10 years old. I didn't hear Miles Davis until I probably like 13, 14, but I didn't really hear him until I was 16. So growing up in Florida, I was exposed to gospel music. That's the first thing, because my family is full of a bunch of preachers and gospel singers. And then I think my first love of jazz was actually jazz fusion, where I fell in love with the Yellow Jackets.
Thank you.
Jazz singer Rebecca Kilgore, and I am here listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino in Kansas City.
Don't let the thunder scare you. Don't let it wear you down. You may get wet, but you never can drown in the rain. Don't be afraid of showers. Feel like the flowers do. Cares will be nil if you will trill a silly refrain. Start singing, run, little raindrop, run. Get along, little cloud, get along. I've got a date with a place in the sun. So run, little raindrop, run. Sing, little bluebird, sing. Mr. Gloom is afraid of a song. Go away, little blackbird, stay, little bluebird. Run, little raindrop, run. You'd better go, or as sure as I live, you're gonna wind up deep, deep down in the dreary river. Run, little raindrop, run. Get along, little cloud, get along. I've got a date with a place in the sun. So run, little raindrop, run. Better go, or as sure as I live, you're gonna wind up deep, deep down in the dreary river. Run, little raindrop, run, get along, little cloud, get along. I've got a date with a place in the sun, so run, little raindrop, run, run, little raindrop, run. Better hurry up and go.
That was jazz vocalist Rebecca Kilgore with the tune Run Little Raindrop Run off her latest 2021 Trio Volume 1 CD. She's been at it for some time, and prior to the pandemic, she was a regular performing worldwide at festivals, parties, and on jazz cruises. She has been a frequent guest on NPR's Fresh Air with Terry Gross. She has also appeared on A Prairie Home Companion and with the great Michael Feinstein at Carnegie Hall. And we caught up with her here at the show recently, and she talked about music.
I work with people who are better than me, and I learn from that. And I get to see, I'm just nuts about songs. I'm not a ham. I don't go on stage and think, oh, this is where I belong, because I'm still very shy. But I just love songs.
In 2010, she was inducted into the Oregon Music Hall of Fame and to the Jazz Society of Oregon's Hall of Fame. With deep KC roots and 5 Grammys to her name, here's Karen Allison with the song Everybody's Crying Mercy off her 2002 CD In Blue during those glory years for her.
I don't believe the things I'm seeing. I've been wondering about some things I've heard. Everybody's crying mercy when they don't know the meaning of the word. It's a bad enough situation. Sure enough, is getting worse. Everybody's crying justice just as soon as there's business first. Toe to toe, touch and go, give a cheer and get your own souvenir. And of the people running around circles, they don't know what they're headed for. Everybody's crying peace on earth just as soon as we win this war. Meaning of the world.
Hi, this is Karen Allison, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was the veteran jazz drummer and celebrated educator Justin DiCiocio with the single Gone. His stature as an educator can overshadow his playing at times. In January of 2001, he was inducted into the Jazz Education Hall of Fame and was named Assistant Dean of the Manhattan School of Music in June 2002, where he chairs the school's jazz department, a position that he's held since 1999. His accolades are quite lengthy, but we caught up with him here at the show to talk music, and he had some simple yet profound thoughts on it.
The honesty of the music, the truthfulness of the music. When I hear music, I get like a tingle throughout my body. It makes me want to smile. It makes me want to feel good.
Let's get into a little bit of trumpeter and composer Lee Morgan next on the program. It's always good to have him around. Off the 1961 LP, Expudient, here's the tune Just in Time, and that was Lee's Way. Thank you.
Andy James, and you're listening to the Neon Jazz Box out of Kansas City with Joe Dimino. Thanks so much.
Darling, where you are, I think of you night and day, day and night. Why is it so that this longing for you follows wherever I go? In the roaring traffic's boom, in the silence of my lonely room, I think of you night and day. Spend my life making love to you day and night, night and day. Clock.
That was the celebrated jazz vocalist Andy James with the song Night and Day, off her new 2021 CD, Tu Amore. Music has been coursing and smoldering through her being since she was very little. She is also a very gifted dancer, but she ended up becoming a singer. And we talked to her here at the show about what she loves best about her career. Have a listen.
It's the people. It's the audiences. I love the way they look. The look in their eyes, if they're liking what you're doing, that's such a buzz. I love that. I suppose also the traveling's fun. You know, getting to travel everywhere is great.
Here's the always cool sax cat Eddie Harris with the tune 1974 Blues off a Tasty Best Of compilation. And Eddie never disappoints, right here on The Big Show. Thank you.
My name is Gediminas Karkauskas. I am jazz pianist based in Dublin. And you are listening to Neon Jazz Radio in Kansas City. Thank you.
That was Irish-born and Dublin-based veteran jazz pianist with the title track off his 2021 CD, Lost Sweep. He is both a jazz and classically trained cat and has been at it in earnest for over 20 years. He's been all over Europe performing, and we caught up with him here at the show to talk music and getting back to it when COVID slows. And here are his thoughts.
What privilege we have to be experiencing emotional states in the performances and being together. And then afterwards, you can communicate, share with others experiences. That's probably the expectations would be from when we will resume the performances.
It's always going to be good when Buddy DeFranco and Oscar Peterson team up to play George Gershwin, and they did just that back in 1954. Here's their take on I Got Rhythm, and yes, they did. Very finally, we need some power to go out with. Swiss pianist, composer, and record producer, and even an author, Nick Bartsch, with the tune Module 13 off his 2021 CD, Entendre. He studied piano and percussion before the age of 10 and has always been fascinated with the creative world. During a recent interview with the show, he talked about the role that his mom played in that creativity.
My mother was a very inspiring person in terms of creativity. Kid, maybe 8 years old, was fascinated by jungles, and then she painted with me in my room the walls with kind of fantasy animals, and we put some real trees in my room and were hanging some bananas onto these trees and putting some plants inside. So this was a very creative atmosphere.
And with that, thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cat that's always powerful on the out and in, the Neon Beastmaster, John Christopher.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Reach out to us. We always love hearing from you. We're always here at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Jazz.